I firmly believe that your business and career pursuits will only grow to the extent you're willing to clear the clutter and heal in the six pillars of wealth we talk about on this podcast. You might not actually need another business program or professional certification. What you might really need is personal transformation so you can trust yourself and your soul to do what you've already learned confidently. The doors to my 12-week transformational incubator, Pillar Mastery, are open, and I believe it is the doorway to living the rest of your life intentionally and authentically. This intimate, safe, and aligned space was designed to help you dream a new dream by elevating your mindset and actions so you can handle the transition you're in right now with more ease, grace, peace, and clarity. Let me personally support you in getting radically honest about what's going on in those pillars of your life, and then the conviction to tackle them strategically. To claim your seat in this life-shifting coaching experience, head to pillarmastery.com, and together, let's step into a powerful new way of being so you can finally redefine wealth for yourself. Go to pillarmastery.com.
Well, it's a fresh season. Spring is here. I am still on the high of celebrating both my birthday and International Redefining Wealth Day just last week with so many of you purpose chasers during Soul Detox. I mean, you guys showed up from all over the world, and I just can't thank you anymore. It truly, truly blessed my soul. And it blessed my soul to welcome so many of you already into Pillar Mastery for 2024. I'm beyond excited about having the doors open for this next week or so, because let me tell you, when God gave me the download for this incubator, January of last year, 2023, I knew that we were on to something special and unique. I knew that in a world filled with pressure for more professional credentials and certifications and more business training, that we needed to have an alternative route to how people could get to what they were authentically being called to do, not just chasing success as defined by other people or by external validation, but truly getting to the heart of the matter, getting to the source, getting to your core values in terms of what do you want to genuinely see for your life? And how can you get the conviction to go after it? And I imagined a space where we could grow together in self-confidence and self-love and self-worth and self-advocacy and learn to lead more authentic and aligned lives. And so what I thought I'd do for this wisdom point is show you how that's manifested. I wanted to share with you some clips from our last graduation from our 12-week cohort of 2023. I want you to hear Shirley, Wanda, and Tina and what they took away from their participation in Pillar Mastery, because I believe just some months ago, they were just like you. They were in a space where they knew something had to change. They knew that they were being bogged down by labels, ideas, thoughts, indoctrinations that no longer served them and wanted to taste freedom. Listen to their stories.
As I was mentioning, each of these pillars has had a significant breakthrough for me. And sometimes you don't even realize where that starts. Even starting in the fit pillar, for me, it was an emotional and mental fitness that I had to address. I didn't even know I had the illnesses I did. And fighting over those fears and anxieties has just opened up so much potential of moving my purpose in different ways. Having the bravery to go in and find out if I was going to be susceptible to Alzheimer's or susceptible to cardiac issues, and knowing and finally having that peace of knowing what that looks like has allowed me to move my future forward.
You would think that the faith pillar would have been the pillar that I'd be working on, but it was actually the space pillar that broke everything open for me. I would come into my office, and I would love my office. It has inspirational quotes on the walls. It has scriptures on the walls, and it was just a representation of my heart. But then my eyes would go to these two big bins full of hidden clutter, hidden mail and papers that for whatever reason, I could not bring myself to address. And I knew that when we got to the space pillar, I was going to have to do that. And I did. I shredded everything. And something broke open in me when I did that. Something was released inside of me when I did that, when I addressed what I thought I couldn't. And I knew then I could attack the other pillars with confidence and with grace. And with the help of Patrice and the encouragement of my sisters, I did release it. And God told me when I was trying to prepare what I was going to say today, he said, you know those two bins of hidden clutter that contradicted your walls? He said, that was just a representation of the hidden clutter in your heart that was contradicting your call. You've got to release it, and you've got to release it all. And I did. And now I'm free. I'm free to serve, and to God be the glory.
I love all of it. And I know sometimes you leave a program, it's like, well, how can I recreate this? With this one, I don't feel like I need to recreate anything. Like all of these pillars come together. It's like a symphony. Every instrument plays a different part. In different times of your life, you have a different solo. Right now, I'm in a fitness solo. Who knows? Next year, I'll be in the faith solo. The next year, I might be in the people solo. But all of those things work together. It's a symphony. It's an orchestra. It is a unique, authentic song that is uniquely yours. So being in this, girl, you better come on for the next one.
I love, even as you were speaking, thinking about the different milestones you kind of hit every other week with each pillar as you came back and shared how you were owning those things. And I think that the thing that I'm most proud of for your experience here is that you were definitely someone who didn't just know, but you owned. So a lot of times we come into the awareness of something and then we still don't necessarily get the guts to follow through with it. And every week, I think everyone who's in this cohort, you can chime in the comments if you agree with me. I feel like every other week you were like, yeah, and then I did the thing. So I didn't just recognize that something needed to be done. I also got the guts and the courage and the conviction to go and do it. And you illustrated that beautifully. And I think it's no surprise that you had the experience that you had. I really honor you for your commitment to do the work.
Well, as I was leaving church this morning, I'll end with this. There was a sign that I don't normally look at because it's actually in the restroom. And it says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's from Psalms 139:14. And I thought, what a true testament for all of us for this 12 weeks and what the platform has done to really bolster us up for the next steps in all of this. I'm going to be a groupie. I love this. I want to profess it to others. I want others to join this because it really, like I said, of anything I've seen out there and been a part of, this community is the authenticity of this and what you have developed and put in place for us to find our own path is what has made this so special.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love that so much. So now my question is, what about you? What will you focus on, and how can I help you create the perfect pillar symphony so you can start getting back to you, the real you, without all of the labels, the clutter, the people pleasing and facades of happiness? How can you become truly fulfilled and content with your genuine choices being made with conviction and power? I am so blessed to be the curator of this space, but I truly have said this my entire career. I believe that this is truly a ministry disguised as a business, and Pillar Mastery is one of the most beautiful ministries I have ever been a part of. It is a beautiful, safe, aligned, supportive space, and I am so looking forward to welcoming you into that space, into that family, into that fabric, that community. You'll have me as your personal coach. You'll have pillar ambassadors that I have hand-selected to support you during integration rooms so you have time to put these new ideas into practice and then, you know, see what happens so I can coach you through taking your next best steps. You'll have guest expert trainings, lots of bonuses, worksheets, templates, all the things. But truly, at the end of the day, you will be brought back home to you, who you were before you let society and people and things and culture and religion cloud you with a bunch of ideas that you know no longer serve you in this season. This is not about, you know, turning your life upside down, but it is about you getting to know who you really are inside out so that you can make decisions that you will be at peace with. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. Being able to make the choices and decisions and have the discernment and wisdom to do that for yourself with such a level of boldness and conviction and clarity and ease and grace and flow. Now, let me say, pillar mastery is not easy, but when we do it together as a community, it does become easier. When you have the encouragement of your sisters, when you have the empowerment of strong coaching, because I'm not there to coddle, I am there to coach you and hold you accountable to the next level vision of you. So many amazing things can happen, and it can happen quickly. In 90 days, your life can look barely recognizable. So if you know that's what you're on the market for in this season, you want your life to be barely recognizable. You want to see yourself as a new woman, as a new confident, brilliant, bold, authentic, aligned, abundant woman. This is the space for you to check out. It is so hard to put into words truly, but hopefully Shirley, Wanda, and Tina gave you a little idea. Feel free to go to pillarmastery.com. You'll see more stories there. You'll get more of the details and information. But again, we begin on March 27th. The doors close officially on March 24th. Join us, join us, join us. This is the Pillar Mastery cohort of 2024. And I would just love to serve you. Until next time, this has been Wisdom Point with Patrice Washington.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.